From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Digital platforms key to success of pre-employment card program. National Research and Innovation Agency or BRIN encouraging strengthening of horticultural ecosystem. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has said he believes that the use of digital platforms was key to the success of the pre-employment card program, especially when the COVID-19 pandemic began to spread in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara while delivering directions to pre-employment card beneficiaries during the Kita Prakerja gathering at the Sentul International Convention Center, Bogor, West Java on Friday, President Joko Widodo briefly recalled how the program was rolled out on April 11, 2020, only about a month after the first COVID-19 case was detected in Indonesia. He then lauded the high level of enthusiasm shown by the people and the workforce in Indonesia for the pre-employment card program. The National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, is encouraging the bolstering of the horticultural ecosystem in Indonesia, including improving farming productivity and post-harvest processing. As reported by Antara in a statement posted on the agency's website on Friday, head of the agency's Agriculture and Food Research Organization, Puji Lestari, noted, Indonesia has fertile land with abundant natural richness, which is ideal for crop plants. Therefore, Indonesia has a great opportunity to conquer the international horticultural market. We continue with the Mother and Child Prosperity, or KAI Bill, is expected to help produce a quality generation. This was said by Indonesian Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Bintang Puspayoga in a press statement as quoted by Antara on Friday. She said the bill is expected to become a new breakthrough to produce regulations that can protect, empower, and build allyship toward mothers and children. The last national news comes from Indonesian Communication and Informatics Minister Johnny G. Plate met with South Korean Interior and Safety Minister Lee Sang-min to discuss cooperation in developing a national data center. As reported by Antara on Friday, Plate informed in a press statement that two ministers exchanged experiences to discuss data center development and a financing plan. He also said this is one of the programs to support the realization of digital transformation acceleration planned by President Joko Widodo. Now we move to the international news. Nepal is preparing to move its Everest base camp because global warming and human activity are making it unsafe. As reported by BBC.com, the camp, used by up to 1,500 people in the spring climbing season, is situated on the rapidly thinning Khumbu Glacier. Researchers say meltwater destabilizes the glacier, and climbers say crevasses are increasingly appearing at base camp while they sleep. Next, the European Commission has backed Ukraine's bid to be given candidacy status to join the European Union, bringing it one step closer to joining the bloc. As reported by BBC.com, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen stated, "Good work has been done by Ukraine, but more is needed." She added Ukraine must make important reforms on rule of law, oligarchs, human rights, and tackling corruption. We end the news with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration granted emergency authorization on Friday for the use of Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccine in the youngest children. The final age group awaiting immunization in most countries. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Food and Drug Administration Chief Robert Califf explained in a statement, "Many parents, caregivers, and clinicians have been waiting for a vaccine for younger children, and this action will help protect those down to 6 months of age." Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The first news comes from Surabaya, East Java. Sekolah Kebangsaan or the National School, an event held in Bung Karno month in June to commemorate the birth of Soekarno, popularly known as Bung Karno, the first president of Indonesia in Surabaya, East Java, is being held in stages until the end of June 2022. Head of the Surabaya Culture, Youth and Sports and Tourism Office, Wiwi Widayati, in Surabaya last Wednesday said, "Sekolah Kebangsaan or the National School is participated by middle school students. In addition to the National School, in the Bung Karno's month of service, there is also a revitalization of the house where the first president of the Republic of Indonesia was born. Later, the house, which is located in Surabaya, will be equipped with objects or documents related to Bung Karno." The next news comes from Denpasar, Bali. The Bali World Cultural Celebration was held Tuesday night in Denpasar, Bali. The event began with the performance of three gamelan communities that have had national and international reputations at the Bajra Sandi People Struggle Monument, Denpasar City. Head of the Bali Provincial Culture Service, Igede Arya Sugiarte, in Denpasar said that the World Cultural Celebration was the first time held in Bali. It is being held from June the 12th until 25th online and offline with the theme Danukerti, Resilience and Harmony. In addition to cultural arts performances, there are also three series of cultural dialogues with selected speakers of international repute with the theme Water as a Source of Innovation and Creation of Performing Arts, Contemporary Balinese Gamelan and Balinese Gamelan on Global Stage. Some of the speakers come from Taiwan, Indonesia, the United States, and New Zealand. The latest news comes from Magelang, Central Java. Employees of the Borobudur Conservation Center commemorate the 2022 Archaeological Day by cleaning the Borobudur Temple in Magelang Regency, Central Java last Tuesday. In the activity entitled Reresik Borobudur Temple or Cleaning Borobudur Temple, they cleaned the temple manually, among others by brushing the temple stones to remove dirt or moss and spraying with water. In addition to cleaning the temple, the Borobudur Conservation Center also held a workshop on the actualization of the relief value of Borobudur Temple through craft art on June the 6th to 11. They also carried out various activities including batik, learning to carve, and sculpting. Well, that was news from across Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event of June 18, 1983, about the United States' first astronaut in space. Astronaut Sally K. Wright became the first American woman going into space after she and four colleagues glided by using the Challenger. Sally Kristen Wright is an American astrophysicist and astronaut born in Encino, California. With a PhD in physics from Stanford University, she joined NASA in 1978 when she was an astronaut from 1979 until 1987, and she helped to design robotic arms for space vehicles. In 1983, she became the first woman in the United States to be in space. She also served on a commission to investigate the Space Shuttle Challenger and Columbia accidents. In 1989, she became a professor at physics and director of the California Space Institute at the University of California, San Diego. Next event is on June 18, 1989, when the military junta changed the name of Burma to Myanmar. The changing name from Burma to Myanmar was officially carried out by the military junta government on June 18, 1989. Thus, non-Burmese ethnic groups felt part of the country. Nevertheless, this changing name was not fully adopted by the international community. Many opposition groups and the state continued to use the name Burma because it did not recognize the legitimacy of the military government that ruled the power at the time. In April 26, shortly after serving, Aung San Suu Kyi clarified foreigners could freely use both names. According to San Suu Kyi, Myanmar's constitution does not mention the obligation to mention one of the two names. We end today in history with the event of June 18, 2016 about the commemoration of the International Day of Sustainable Gastronomy. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization or UNESCO and the Food and Agriculture Organization or FAO and the United Nations General Assembly work to facilitate the observance of Sustainable Gastronomy Day in collaboration with member states, United Nations organizations and other international agencies and regional organizations, as well as civilians to commemorate the day in order to raise public awareness of its contribution to sustainable development. The United Nations General Assembly adopted Resolution A-71246 on December 21, 2016 and designated June 18 as the international observance of the Day of Sustainable Gastronomy. The decision recognizes gastronomy as a cultural expression related to the natural and cultural diversity of the world. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bila suasana di hatimu membuat resah tak menentu, katakanlah oh kasih, bukalah hatimu, janganlah kau ragu.
Mendekatlah padaku, letakkan tanganmu di dada. Rasakanlah oh kasih, getaran cinta yang ada di hatiku.
Semua itu karena dirimu, semua untukmu. Terusnya cinta yang ada di hatiku selama ini hanyalah untukmu.
Sungguh aku sayang.
dadaku.
Rasakanlah oh kasih, getaran cinta yang ada di hatiku.
Semua itu karena dirimu, semua untukmu. Teruslah cinta yang ada di hatiku, selama ini hanyalah untukmu.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 475 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Rumpin Nursery strengthening the government's commitment to facing climate change. The Rumpin Nursery is a concrete manifestation of the Indonesian government's commitment to dealing with climate change and repairing the damaged environment. In the next 3 years, the Indonesian government is targeting to build 30 nursery centers similar to the Rumpin Nursery with a seed production of 10 million a year. President Joko Widodo conveyed it when delivering his remarks at the inauguration of the Rumpin Nursery, the launch of Mangrove Rehabilitation, and the World Mangrove Center at the Rumpin Nursery, Bogor Regency, West Java Province recently. The Rumpin Nursery has an area of 128 hectares belonging to the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, which is dominated by sengon and eucalyptus tree seeds. The president said that when seed production is maximum, more green trees will be planted. On that occasion, the head of state also sent off seeds from the nursery for distribution to a number of regions in Indonesia. There were 4 types of plant seeds, namely manglit, sengon, bay leaf, and soursop seeds. The production of Rumpin Nursery seeds will be sent to regency cities in the country to be planted in critical lands areas with high landslides potential and upstream watershed. Concrete steps to rehabilitate the environment, according to President Joko Widodo, have begun, carried out in a number of locations such as along the Ciliwung River area. Furthermore, he said the nursery at Rumpin was a form of good cooperation between the central government and the large companies in the country. President Joko Widodo also thanked the World Bank and the German government for supporting the establishment of a nursery center by need management governance. It is hoped that this year, 8 other nursery centers will be completed in several regions in Indonesia, among others, the new National Capital City Nursery Center in the Production Forest Area East Kalimantan, Lake Toba Nursery Center in the Protected Forest Area North Sumatra, then the third is in the Labuan Bajo Nursery Center in East Nusa Tenggara. Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, explained that the Rumpin Nursery Center is the first large-scale nursery owned by the government, which uses modern technology, such as the irrigation system, which involved the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing. The existence of the nursery also involves the local residents as an effort by the government to invite the community to take responsibility for protecting the environment. In the future, to raise the economic value of the community, it is possible that the surrounding community can get a 3 seats for free from the nursery center. In addition to rolling out 3 seats nursery centers, President Joko Widodo explained that environmental restoration is being pursued through mangrove rehabilitation. By the end of 2024, he has instructed that at least 600,000 hectares of mangrove land condition must be restored. This mangrove rehabilitation program is in Riau Province, North Sumatra, East Kalimantan, North Kalimantan, and Bali. That was my Indonesia Today.
Berjalan di gelap malam, langkahku pun tertati, telah membeku hatiku ini. Rasanya kau takkan tahu, tuk sejenak ini ku akhiri, namun rasa cinta tak ingin berlalu. Cuma kamu yang mampu sembuhkan hati yang terluka. Aku yang terluka karena kamu. Ku berharap kau sadari betapa sakitnya aku. Karena kamu
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Pringgodani Waterfall, Tawangmangu, Central Java. Pringgodani Waterfall is a tourism spot in Tawangmangu area, Central Java. It is located in Blumbang Village, Tawangmangu Sub-District, Karanganyar Regency, Central Java. The Tawangmangu area is indeed famous as a tourism area with cool and fresh air temperatures as the main feature in Central Java. Tawangmangu can be reached easily by motor vehicles from Solo. Pringgodani Waterfall is located at the downhill of Mount Lawu. It consists of two stages and has a height of more than 100 meters. The waterfall also offers its beauty behind a lush forest. The natural beauty that is still amazing is able to hypnotize the eyes of visitors. The waterfall, which is located at an altitude of 1,531 meters above sea level, cannot be accessed by vehicles. This is because it is located in the forest and exactly on the slopes, and it is a steep and slippery terrain. Therefore, to see this little paradise, you need to walk some kilometers from the main road. Along the way to the waterfall, sometimes you can see some monkeys of the forest going down on the residents' plantations. It is because the area is very fertile and suitable for planting various types of vegetables. When you arrive at the location of the waterfall, which is 4 kilometers from the Tawangmangu terminal, your eyes seem to focus on the luxury of a high waterfall which has two stages. Here, you can relax and enjoy the green scenery of the typical forest slopes of Mount Lawu and the cool air around the waterfall. It can guarantee that all of this can eliminate the fatigue of your routine activities. Listener, before visiting Pringgodani Waterfall, there are several things that must be considered. Such as it is much better for you to use a personal vehicle because this tourism attraction doesn't have access to public transportation. Then, this tourism location doesn't yet have complete tourism facilities. Thus, it is better to bring your own lunch and beverage, wear comfortable sandals or trekking shoes. Please don't forget to bring a raincoat because it often rains there. Moreover, the most important thing is to prepare the stamina to walk because you have to walk approximately from 1.5 to 2 hours. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to miscellany from Voice of Indonesia that highlights Bogor Institute of Agriculture, or IPB, collaborates with the German Research Institute to increase the birth of the Sumatran rhino. In mid-May, Bogor Institute of Agriculture, or IPB, officially collaborated with the Leibniz Institute for Zoo and Wildlife Research, or Leibniz IZW, Berlin, Germany, to accelerate the development of science and education on the conservation of endangered species with the application of assisted reproductive technology and biobank, in this case for the conservation of the Sumatran rhino. Assisted reproductive technology is a technique used to achieve pregnancy using various medication. The treatment consists of fertilization, in vitro fertilization, as well as surrogacy or womb renting. Meanwhile, a biobank is a biological library that stores biological samples for use in research. Both technologies are considered to be able to protect and ensure wildlife material so as to ensure the Sumatran rhino can have offspring. The latest information from the Research of a Wildlife and Ecology Researcher from Indonesia, in 2013, it was known that there were around 100 rhinos in Indonesia. And in 2020, it was estimated that there would be up to 70 rhinos. However, in 2022, the figure is unknown yet. This collaboration comes from the fact that the Sumatran rhinoceros are decreasing in number and threatened with extinction, as well as internal factors that trigger difficulties in breeding the Sumatran rhino. The genetic and reproductive health of the Sumatran rhino is very worrying. This is proven based on research conducted on Sumatran rhinos in captivity since the early 1980s until now. More than 70% of rhinos in captivity have reproductive organ abnormalities. These disorders can be in the form of cysts and tumors that make it difficult for female rhinos to get pregnant. IPB Rector Arif Satria, who visited Leibniz IZW Germany to sign a memorandum of understanding regarding this cooperation, hoped that Indonesia could learn a lot from the existing cooperation to save the Sumatran rhino from the threat of extinction. Meanwhile, Professor Thomas Hildebrand from Leibniz IZW explained, previously this technology has been successfully applied to similar species that experience the same threat. After this cooperation agreement is signed, the Leibniz IZW will begin to transfer their scientific results from the BioRescue project, which succeeded in saving the northern white rhinoceros genetic resources from extinction in Africa. It is hoped that this technology can be successfully applied in the Sumatran rhino breeding process. Well, listener, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
hancur hatiku mengenang di kau menjadi keping-keping setelah kau pergi tinggalkan kasih sayang yang pernah singgah antara kita masih ada sayang itu memang salahku bisa meninggalkan dirinya untuk bersama kamu walau untuk terus bersama kan ada hati yang kan terluka dan ku tahu kau tak mau sekali lagi maafkanlah karena bersama jalani semua cinta yang telah dijalani tapi bila itu yang kau pikir yang terbaik untukmu bahagiaku untuk dirimu sekali lagi maafkanlah karena
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Porco, the getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Bandung Utara by Orkes Keroncong Midaledami. The song entitled Bandung Utara, which means North Bandung, is the first song for the band that was formed in 2014 in creating a tone that is very Indonesian, namely a keroncong rhythmic song. The song composed by AGP tells of the longing for the natural beauty of the northern part of the city of Bandung, West Java, which is green and cool. The city of Bandung leaves a deep impression on anyone who has ever set foot on the earth of Parahyangan that feels like heaven and brings comfort. This song also describes a person who really loves Bandung Utara and does not want to live until the end of his life. Well, listener, here is Orkes Keroncong Midaledami with the keroncong song Bandung Utara. Enjoy!
Sejuk
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.